Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Chris Muscovites back on the show. Chris is the president of TMG eMedia, a technology consulting company, and he's the author of Cybersecurity Program Development for Business, the Essential Planning Guide, and he is here to help us discuss this other kind of warfare that's a little bit different than the oppression we talked about earlier with our good friend Ken Davis. This is in cyberspace, folks. As I told you earlier, we are at war, World War III, in cyberspace, and whether we're winning or losing is a toss-up. Chris Muscovites, welcome back.
Good to be back, Jim, always.
It's good to have you back. So, Chris, ransomware is becoming a lot more, you know, used to be worms and Trojans and all kinds of stuff like that, but now the ransomware thing is becoming a multifaceted threat, isn't it?
It's becoming a blight. That's what it's becoming. You're absolutely right, and it's becoming an ever increasing powerful weapon. Also, hackers have wised up to the fact that, you know, the advice is pay up. So now that the amounts of money that they're asking is enormous, and they're attacking hospitals, and they're attacking massive institutions, and they should be proud to claim the first death, the first confirmed death from a cyber attack in Germany a couple of weeks ago.
All right, remind us what happened.
What happened was there was a ransomware attack against a hospital in Germany. As a result of this ransomware attack, the computer systems went down and the patient access and patient records and patient medication were all out the window. A critical patient needed this information. They couldn't get it. They had to transfer the patient on an urgent basis, and the patient died as a result of this.
On the way to the other hospital, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the first confirmed death. There's no question this happened before.
That's right.
And it may have happened an hour ago. We just haven't confirmed it. But folks, just in case someone just woke up and said, wait a minute, I've heard of ransomware, but I haven't been paying attention. What is that? Remind people what ransomware is.
You're right to be asking the question, and you're right to be asking the question for this audience, because it's really important that small and mid-sized businesses start really focusing on cyber hygiene, because we're getting increasingly into trouble. So what is ransomware? Ransomware is effectively a virus that attacks your computer, that's planted on your computer from the hackers. Mm-hmm. But what it does is it goes and it encrypts all of your data, no matter where it is. It encrypts it on the hard disk. If it's connected on a network, it encrypts the network, and so on and so forth. There are times where it encrypts your own backups because it waits for several days before you realize that it's there. So even your backups have been encrypted. And once that happens, you turn your computer on, you get a lovely screen on in front of you that says, hey, guess what? I have all of your data. If you want your data, start talking to me in terms of Bitcoin. You need to send me money, and I'll send you the key.
And so you on the screen it'll say, you know, we have you, we own you.
Yep.
Digitally speaking,
yep,
we own you, and we control everything.
Completely.
And if you want your stuff back, if you want control back, you need to pay us $1,500 in cryptocurrency, or in the case of a city that I know about, $300,000. In the case of
the largest hospital system
in the United States, which was hacked about 2 weeks ago, we still don't know what they're asking for that, do we?
No, we don't. But it's
is that hospital still
big
down?
Numbers.
Is that system still down?
They are rebooting. Yesterday they came out with an announcement that they were rebooting all of their systems. They're starting to bring them up one by one. But that's part of the issue. The issue is that you are held hostage. That's why it's called ransomware.
Yeah.
And now they're holding hostage small businesses and mid-sized businesses, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of money to be made by them doing that. And you have very few options unless you're prepared for such an attack. Your options are very, very limited.
Well, see, this is something I pointed out in my column this last week about redundancy.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll come back after the break.
I want
to spend more time on the redundancy thing, but you know, folks, the payment part. I talked to the mayor of the city that I was talking about earlier. I contacted the mayor, and he said to me with a little wry smile, he says, "Well, we've been doing some research on the hackers, and apparently they're one of the good guys." He said, "Really, he did that. They're one of the good guys. If you give them the money, they give you your stuff back." But who wants to count? Who wants to count on that, folks? Do you really want to count on doing business with these evil people? When we come back, we're going to talk about how to avoid that, and also this World War III we're talking about. We're going to talk about that some more, and I'm going to encourage you to think about this from a redundancy standpoint. 20 till right back with Chris Moscovides. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.